Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is January 6, 1955, and the title is Rogue River Range War. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Rogue River Range War. Tension hung over the Rogue River country like a threatening storm cloud. The range was divided, and tempers were at a breaking point over the never-ending controversy of cattle versus sheep. All that was needed was a spark to set off the seething cauldron of death that was inherent in a range war. And Bart Dunston had this spark in the person of the cold, fish-eyed killer, Tate Nordoff. As our story opens, Bart and Tate ride toward the town of Gunnison.
Whoa, easy there.
Hey, what are we slowing down for, Bart?
Those three riders coming, Tate.
Hey, one of them's a girl.
Yeah, she's Margaret McCon, daughter of the sheriff. The other two are sheepmen, Ira Horton and Vic Harris.
Sheep herders, huh?
Yeah, they're partners in the sheep ranch. They've been stirring up the other sheepmen against the cattlemen. Mm,
just like you've been stirring up the other cattlemen against the sheepmen, huh?
That's right. They probably got a message from the sheriff to meet at his office, same as we did.
Maybe we can make that meeting more interesting.
How do you mean?
That's the sheriff's daughter, ain't it?
Yeah.
Well, if one of those sheep herders draws first and I have to kill him, she'll be a witness I did it in self-defense.
You know, a little incident like that could set off this range war. Yeah. All right, you carry out your plan. I'll see to it that you take over the gambling interests in this county once I get control of it.
Just watch me. Oh, boy.
Whoa, easy.
We're close enough now. Yeah. Hey, how come a nice gal like the sheriff's daughter is riding in the company of sheep herders?
I don't know your partner, Dunston, and I don't want her. I want to avoid trouble. So you tell him to keep his lip button.
Tell him yourself, Ira. You got a tongue.
Well, I don't mind telling him. I'm with a handful of priests if I have to.
Stop it, all of you. The reason my dad called you in is to put an end to your fight.
Nobody talks to me about a handful of fist unless he aims to back it up. Reach for your six gun, you crow-eating buzzard.
Don't do it, Vic. He's prodding you on purpose.
I know it. He must be a hired gunslinger.
Reach or I'll kill you, you yellow gopher.
Why?
No. Vic's dead. You murdering snake!
You want a taste of the same medicine, make your play.
Both of you are gun crazy. If either of you draws, you'll answer to me.
Now, hold on now, Margaret. Easy with that gun. Vic Harris drew first. We were all eyewitnesses to that.
Sure he drew first, after your hired gunman prodded him to it. Unbuckle your gun belts, all of you.
I don't like that kind of talk, lady. Just try to take my
Simmer down, Tate, simmer down. We're going to give the sheriff's daughter our guns. We all know you shot in self-defense.
Self-defense, is it? How much did you pay him for it, Dunston?
That's enough of that, Ira. I'm taking a lot of you into the sheriff's office at gunpoint.
We'll go with you, Margaret. You won't have any trouble with us. Will she, Tate?
And for the last month, Cisco, being sheriff of Rogue River County has been like sitting on a keg of dynamite. The cattlemen and the sheepmen are at each other's throats. I don't want a repetition of the Lincoln County War here.
Lincoln County War? What that, Cisco, huh? What,
a cattle and sheep range war in Lincoln County, New Mexico.
Oh.
Many men on both sides were killed.
It's just what I mean. Each side hired professional gunslingers. Billy the Kid, Tom O'Falliard, Charlie Baudry, Pat Garrett, and others. Now, I've got to stop this before it gets to that point.
Have any gunslingers been brought in yet, Sheriff?
Only one that I know of, Tate Nordahl.
Cisco, Pancho, remember that hombre?
Si. I had a run-in with that coyote back in Bisbee, Sheriff. Who's he working for?
He's hired out to Bob Dunster.
Who Bob Dunster, Senor Sheriff?
He owns the biggest cattle spread in these here parts. He's tearing up the cattlemen.
What about the sheepmen?
There are two ringleaders, Ira Horton and Vic Harris.
And they not got no gunslingers, Senor Sheriff?
Not yet. Oh. I've got to stop this ruckus before it gets that far.
Riders coming, Cisco. Senorita and three hombres.
And the way one of them is hanging over his saddle, I think he is dead.
I sent my daughter Margaret after Ira Horton and Vic Harris. Let's get up.
Who that dead hombre, Senor Sheriff?
Looks like Vic Harris. What happened, Margaret?
Bob Dunster's man shot Vic Harris.
Vic drew first. Tate here beat him to the draw. They all witnessed it.
Sure, Vic drew. After that gunslinger prodded him into it.
I warned you once, Horton. I don't like that kind of talk.
You said that to me one time back in Bisbee. Remember, Lord Doc?
Yeah, I remember, Cisco. We never did have that showdown, did we?
It's lucky for you, you'll not get it, hombre. You'll not could beat Cisco.
I ain't so sure.
And you ain't gonna get the chance to find out, Tate Nordahl. I can't hold you for the murder of Vic Harris, but you vacate this territory by sundown tomorrow. Savvy?
It'll soon be sundown, Tate.
Given me it'll sundown. I'd have killed that sheriff if I had my gun.
He sure talks big now that he's got Cisco to back him.
I just hope Cisco's with that sheriff when he comes looking for me.
No, Tate. That'll be playing into his hands. We got more at stake than a personal feud with the sheriff or Cisco.
How do you figure on taking over this territory?
By force. Once we get the sheepmen out of the way, I'll handle the small cattlemen in the same fashion.
By thunder, I believe you're just ornery enough and smart enough to get away with it. First you use the cattlemen to fight for you against the sheepmen. Then you hijack them out of what they've been fighting for.
That's the way I like it. I make my enemies work for me. I'm going to use that sheriff.
In what way?
His ordering you out of this territory is going to work for us. It's just the incident I need to rile up these cattlemen.
How are you going to use it?
You just listen to what I've got to say at this meeting we're going to. You're the reason I called the ranchers together.
Yeah, there they are now. Yeah. Looks like they showed up in full force.
Howdy, boys! Now, I called you together, boys, because the time is ripe for a showdown. Sheriff Fred McCone showed his hand yesterday. He's siding with the sheepmen. Now, you all know by now what happened between Tate here and Vic Harris. All right. And you know that Vic drew first. Tate had to kill him. But what you don't know is that the sheriff ordered Tate to get off of this range by sundown today. Now it's up to you boys. Does he leave or don't he? Are we backing down to sheepmen or ain't we? Good. Then we can make our move tomorrow. All of you men have had your stock rounded up for a week, waiting to get into good range. Well, we're going after that good range tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Drive your herds over to Elkhorn Basin.
What's going to happen?
You'll find out tomorrow at 3 o'clock. When we're finished, there won't even be the smell of a sheep left in Rogue River County.
You know, it's a lucky thing Cisco not believe that Nordahl hombre would leave like the sheriff tell him.
If we had not trailed Dunstan and Nordahl, we would never have found out about that meeting.
Cisco think they see us while we're listening?
No, Pancho.
No?
If they had seen us, Bart Dunstan would not have gone ahead with his plan.
What we do, Cisco? What we do?
You write to Sheriff McCann, Pancho. Tell him what we have heard and that Tate Nordahl is not leaving.
See, and Pancho tell the sheriff. What you do, Cisco? What you do?
I will write to see Ira Horton and warn him to prepare for a raid.
Uh-huh.
And also try to find out what Elkhorn Basin means to the sheepmen.
Cisco come back to Sheriff Fred's office?
No, Chico.
No?
I will meet you and Sheriff Fred at Elkhorn Basin tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
Now ride.
Uh-huh.
Hasta mañana, amigo. Pa' diablo.
Ya, ya. Hasta mañana, Cisco. Vuelo, para, va, va.
You sure riled up them ranchers, Bart.
Yeah, and I also riled up the Cisco kid, Jason.
Cisco? What's he got to do with it?
Cisco and that partner of his trailed us all the way to that meeting.
I didn't see him. Why didn't you tell me before?
Because I figured your trigger finger might get itchy. I got a better way to get rid of Cisco.
What's better than a bullet?
The stampeding feet of 10,000 cattle.
You're gonna trap them in Elkhorn Basin. That's why you let them listen to your plan.
Correct. Cisco meets with an accident, there'll be no question.
Yeah, I guess you're right. If I shot him, the sheriff might get real nosy.
Yeah, and there's always the chance that if you gunfight Cisco, he might beat you to the draw.
Yeah, he might be lucky.
That's why my way is better. There's not one chance in 10,000 that he'll escape.
Señor Horton! Señor Horton!
Howdy, Cisco. What brings you out here?
Oh, there, ho, ho, ho! I need your help and the help of the other sheepmen.
Now what for? We're pretty busy, as you can see. We've herded all our sheep together for shearing.
Well, you had better take time out to listen, or you will not have any sheep left to shear.
Is that a threat, Cisco? Are you siding in with the cattlemen?
If you take that chip off your shoulder, I can talk to you sensibly. First, where is Elkhorn Basin?
Oh, it's about 2 or 3 miles from here. It's the dividing line for the cattle and sheep grazing lands.
Does it mean anything to you that the cattlemen are driving their herds to Elkhorn Basin?
Yeah. It means they're going to try to take our grazing grounds by force. Hey, you sheep ranchers, come here. All right. I've got some news that'll curl the brim of your sombrero. Yeah.
What is it? What's up, Ira?
Hear me, boys. The Cisco kid just told me the cattlemen are driving their herds to Elkhorn Basin.
Yeah, this is a showdown. Yeah.
You bet it's a showdown. But we're not taking it lying down.
Señores, if you go to Elkhorn Basin looking for a fight, many of you will be killed. I ask you to give your sheriff, Red McCann, time to work it out in his own way.
And while he's working it out, those cattle ranchers will have our land. Let's give him an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. We've got 30,000 head of sheep here. If those cattlemen figure on stampeding their herds across the Elkhorn Basin line, we'll give them a dose of their own kind of dirty work.
Señores, Ira Horton is wrong.
Pay no attention to Cisco, boys. Sure, we'll lose some sheep. But if we win this fight, we'll not only have our land, but the cattle grazing land as well.
You are making a mistake, comrades.
Mount up, boys. The cattlemen started this fight, and the hooves of 30,000 sheep will finish it.
Are you sure Cisco said to meet him here at Elkhorn Basin, Pancho?
Si, Sheriff Fred. But Cisco not say to bring Senorita Marguerite.
Why, you couldn't have kept her away from here with a team of 20 Mustangs.
Where did Senorita go when we arrived into Elkhorn Basin, Senor Sheriff?
She rode off to see if she could catch sight of the cattlemen and those herds you were telling me about.
Look, Sheriff Fred, here comes Cisco.
He's riding like a flock of devils were after him.
Hey, Diablo, run fast. Cisco! Cisco! We over here?
Oh, them, ho, ho, ho.
I do not have time to explain. Get out of Elkhorn Basin. The sheepmen are going to stampede their herds across the line.
Look, Sheriff Fred, the Señorita Marguerite. What? She rides like the flock of devils after her, too.
Señorita Marguerite, turn around. Ride the other way. The sheep are stampeding.
My cattle are back there.
And it seems as if the sheriff, his daughter, Cisco, and Pancho are caught in a pocket of death. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.
Thank you.
Now back to the Cisco Kid and our gripping story, The Rogue River Range War. Bart Dunstan and his henchman, Tate Nordock, have riled up the cattlemen in order to start a range war. When Cisco and Pancho overhear their plan, Cisco rides to the leader of the sheepmen, Ira Horton, and tells him. Meanwhile, Pancho gets Sheriff Fred McCon and his daughter Margaret to meet Cisco in Elkhorn Basin. When Cisco tells Ira the cattleman's plan, Ira incites the other sheepmen to fight fire with fire. As a result of this, Cisco, Pancho, the sheriff, and his daughter are caught in a pocket between the stampeding herds of cattle and sheep. Now...
Cisco! Those cattle and sheep clamber to death!
They will unless we can get out of here, Pancho.
How can we?
We can't make a run for it. They're too close.
Our only hope is to try to turn that cattle herd. If I can swing those lead steers in another direction, perhaps the sheep will follow.
That's the only way, Cisco, but it's too dangerous.
It's the only way we'll get out of here alive.
Sheriff Fred, you and the senorita ride up ahead of us. Pancho and I will try to herd those cattle after you.
Come on, Margaret, and keep your wits about you. If your horse stumbles, you're dead.
Get up.
Up, Diablo, get up.
Go, Lobaguna, go.
Ride straight for the herd, Pancho.
Yes, Cisco, go, Lobo, straight for the herd.
After that roan steer, Pancho, he seems to be the leader.
After the roan steer, Lobo.
Up, Diablo, ha!
Go, Lobo, faster.
Now, Pancho, you'll turn them.
Yeah.
Turn the cattle, Lobo. Hi. Bueno, they're heading after the sheriff and sending him to Marguerite.
Yes, Cisco, you turn the cattle. Look, Cisco, the sheep turn the same way. Now the cattle and the sheep start bumping the heads. They not hurt each other.
We may save those two herds yet, Pancho.
Cisco, sending the Marguerite horse go down. The cattle travel her to death.
Santos, I must get her. Up, girl, up, ya.
Hi, hi.
Senorita, stand up.
The senorita healed you, Cisco.
Now I will pick you up, senorita.
That was close, Cisco. I could almost feel her, too.
Si, senorita Marguerite, it was close.
Look, Cisco, the sheriff on the trail while the lead away from the cars and the sheep.
Follow him, Pancho.
Oh, we'll be safe up there.
Go ahead, Pancho, I'll follow you.
Up the trail, Lobo, go.
Get there, ha,
oh,
Lobo, walk now.
Oh, Lobo, walk now. Oh,
slow down. That was a great thing you did, Cisco. You saved Margaret's life.
You sure did, Cisco.
Oh, Diablo, ho.
Oh, Lobaguna. See, Cisco not afraid of nothing.
Can you see anything of either the cattle or sheep, hombres?
Yep. Not a thing. They're pretty busy catching up with their herds.
Oh, we're safe for now, Cisco, thanks to you.
We are not safe, Senorita Marguerite, as long as Bart Dunstan and that killer Tate Nordock are free to plot our deaths.
How do you like the nerve of that Cisco, Tate?
What'd you do, Bart?
He sent me a message saying he's calling a meeting of all the cattlemen and sheepmen together.
Are you going?
We're going. We're going to use this meeting to succeed where that stampede failed.
Now, what are you going to do?
If we can start a fight with Cisco at that meeting, it'll end up in a riot. We can clean those sheepmen out right then and there.
Now, what about the sheriff? He'll be there, too, won't he?
Yeah, he'll probably be there. And he'll make a point out of the fact that you didn't leave the county yet.
I got no idea letting that sheriff arrest me, Bart.
Now, don't worry. He won't. You draw Cisco into a gunfight. We'll get him in a crossfire.
We don't have to do that. I can get him fair. I'm faster than Cisco on the draw.
A lot of men have thought that, Tate.
They didn't know what I do.
Yeah, what's that?
When Cisco and I had that run-in back in Bisbee, I noticed the way the fingers of his right hand flex before he draws.
And you figure you can beat him because of that?
Yeah. Most gunslingers watch the other fellow's eyes. But with Cisco, you gotta watch his right hand. You can always tell when he's gonna draw.
Well, I don't know. Just hope you're right.
I am right. You'll know it after the meeting today, 'cause Cisco will be dead.
I see you got the message Cisco sent. You're all here. Including Tate Nordock, who I told to get out of town.
Now, just a minute, Sheriff McCon. You were elected by the vote of the people. And by a vote of all the cattlemen here, Tate Nordock stays.
As long as Senor Fred McCon is your Sheriff Dunstan, you will do as he says.
We elected McCon, Sheriff, not you, Cisco. What right are you to send us messages?
Now you listen here, Ira Horton.
I sent you the messages because I realized there is only one way to deal with you. When men know something and are bullheaded, that is one thing. But when men know nothing and are bullheaded, that is another thing. All right, Keto.
Did
Because you sheepmen and you cattlemen are led by hombres who would not listen to your sheriff, four lives were almost lost in that stampede.
You've been sticking your nose into our business long enough, Cisco. I'm putting an end to it right now.
Go back and sit down, Horton, or you will have more trouble than you bargained for.
Why, you all-eyed maverick, you!
There's a fight, you what? You will get your bill.
We'll see about that.
That we will, senor. Like this. There. Enough?
Enough,
Cisco. Matt, you touch your guns, hombre. Palancho and Sheriff Red got you covered.
Now for you, Tate Norrock. The sheriff told you to be out of town. You did not take his warning. Give the sheriff your gun and march over to the jail.
You take my gun, Cisco. Go ahead.
There'll be no gun fighting in here, Tate.
One momento, Sheriff. You other hombres, back away and give us plenty of room. You have been sporting for a gunfight, Norrock. Make your play.
Why, you ring-tailed sidewinder.
Cisco shot the gun right out of Tate's hand.
And this time, Cisco do it with his left hand.
Quieto!
Now, Sheriff Fred, take this coyote over to your jail.
What about it, Bart? You and the other cattlemen gonna let him?
Well, I'm sorry, Tate. There's nothing we can do about it. After all, Fred is the sheriff.
You ain't throwing me to the wolves, Dunstan. If I go to jail, so do you.
Go ahead, Nordock. Talk.
No, wait. There's no reason to talk, Tate. You go with the sheriff. We're going to get you free by due process of the law.
I ain't waiting for no due process of law, Dunstan. You had those cattlemen back you up when you needed me. Why don't you use them now to get me free?
Well, this is different.
You bet it's different. You'd do anything to look good on the side of the law now, wouldn't you?
Speak up, Nordock. It may be better for you.
Now listen, you cattlemen. Dunstan intends to swindle you out of your land once you get rid of the sheepman for it.
Hey, you lying skunk!
I can prove it.
If you get the chance. Ow! Ow, my hand. Good for you, Cisco. You shot the gun clean out of his hand, too.
Dad learned it, you coyote, too. To try to draw a gun when Cisco around.
Sheriff Fred, I think you'd better take them both over to jail and lock them up.
Wait a minute, you can't get away with this.
Attempted murder is still a crime in this county. Now get going. You too, Nordock.
All right, get to all of you. Pancho.
Si?
Take that piece of charcoal and draw a line down the center of the meeting hall.
Si, Cisco. Pancho, do this.
There. Now, without realizing it, all of you cattlemen gathered on one side of that line, while all of you sheepmen gathered on the other.
What's that prove?
Just this. The same as you cattle and sheepmen can stay on your own side of the line in peace, so can your cattle and sheep remain on their own sides of Elkhorn Basin.
That's true, men. There's plenty of grazing land for everybody. There's no need for either of us to trespass on the other's land. I was wrong, Cisco. I'm willing to let bygones be bygones.
Bueno, Señor Horton. Well, how about the rest of you hombres?
We're willing to bury the hatchet if they are. There's plenty of land for all of us.
Hey, this one, Pancho, like you see. Pancho knows he's going to fix the troubles.
I did not fix your troubles. You hombres fix it for yourselves. A range war would have cost many lives on both sides. I'm glad you did not let Bart Dunstan's greed destroy you.
Heard what you accomplished at the meeting, Cisco. My dad sure owes a lot.
Oh, I did not do anything, senorita. Those hombres did it for themselves.
Well, anyway, you succeeded in making them see the truth, where dad failed. But tell me, Cisco, what made you use your left hand when you fought Tate Nordock?
I saw him watching my right hand, senorita. As for my helping your father, it is no more than what one friend should do for another.
I never did thank you for saving my life, Cisco.
For a while there during the stampede, I did not think I could.
Cisco.
Si, Senorita Marguerite.
I've been adding up all the things you've done for the McCann family.
I'm sure it did not take very long, Senorita.
Oh, it took me a lot longer than this will take. Cisco.
Oh, señorita.
Si,
sí, Pancho.
Sheriff Fred glad Cisco has stopped the range war, no?
Si, sí, the sheriff thanked me, Pancho.
Sheriff Fred not the only one who thanked Cisco.
What do you mean, Pancho?
Pancho see what happened to Cisco. Sandy the Marguerite thanked Cisco, too.
Why, Pancho, I thought you were petting the sheriff's dog at the time.
No, Cisco, that dog not want to be friendly with Pancho.
Well, tell me, did the dog wag his tail?
He wag his tail, all right.
Well, then, when a dog wags his tail, he wants to be your friend.
But that dog wag his tail and growl at the same time.
Well?
Well, Pancho not know which end to believe.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns, and we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.